When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I think the thing that makes the 1-3 start so difficult to kind of move away from is it's not just that you started 1-3. It's that we're talking more about effort, communication, coaching, teamwork against teams that, quite frankly, we shouldn't be talking about that with. You shouldn't be out-teamed by the Giants or the Raiders, two teams could have the number one pick in this next draft.
Well, like, what's the list that the morning show did today? It was like the nonsense list or something like that, and all the different things that have sort of percolated out of Berea in terms of this team. And it's very like old
Browns. Did they call it the nonsense list?
I think that's what they called it, yeah. Which okay. I think it needs a better name.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to fire shots. I'm not a shot firer. I don't do that to other shows.
You don't call it the morning show.
No.
They just call out you and then you respond to them. You've never actually called them out.
No, I've never. I would never. I'm a professional. I'm a media member.
Wow.
I would never call out the morning boys or anybody else. I just totally brought the show to a standstill by saying that. But you were saying about the nonsense.
No, yeah. This is such old Cleveland Browns stuff. Like it's Amari Cooper admitting that he needed to like refocus the practice 2 weeks ago. It's Jerry Jeudy just yesterday saying that he was a little tired at the end of the game and he needs to now do more conditioning. It's just like this long list of things that seems it's Elijah Moore's dad going on social media and questioning why he only got one target a game. Like we're four games in and this is why I like anybody who says that they're surprised, they're not surprised by this, I think is full of it because everybody had high hopes for this team for obvious reasons. That we all kept saying the exact same thing. You could have any media member, any fan on the station, and the answer and the response was always the same. It was, well, hey, the team's really good. It all just depends on what you get from Deshaun. And so far, it hasn't even, like, there's been a lot of things wrong. Deshaun maybe has been one of them through the majority of these games, not on Sunday, but, like, it's stuff that we didn't see ever being possible. And so, yeah, like, I understand why people are at a point right now where they're just 1-3, but it already feels like the season's, like, in the toilet.
It does feel like a slippery slope. I'm not ready to say, and I know we talked about this yesterday. Every show talked about this. Is the season, does it feel that way? That's 4 weeks in. We're just pissed they're 1-3. But here's where it does get real, whether it's the nonsense list or the shenanigan rankings, whatever you want to do. The reality is we know from years past the slippery slope.
Yeah.
And that there are points where even a win doesn't stop the shenanigans. And I don't know we're there yet. But I'll be honest, if you lose a third straight to Washington, even though Jaden Daniels is on one as a rookie here, if you lose to Washington, it's gonna be really tough on your third straight road game to get it righted. And you come back here to play Cincinnati on October 2nd with one win, you're playing for the season at that point. That's the slippery slope here. The next two games determine whether you're fighting for survival on October 22nd or whether you're fighting for the division or a playoff spot, however you want to say, when you meet the Bengals at home during your next road game.
Well, I also think it's just a slippery slope of, like, if the nonsense is here now and the ship doesn't get righted, like, the nonsense just continues. And that's, I think, what feels like the most daunting for this team is this idea that, like, there's a lot of stuff on the field that's wrong. Offensive line, sometimes Deshaun, defense can't stop the run, go up and down the list of things. When there's off-the-field stuff going wrong too, and we don't know what type of headspace Amari Cooper's in, and Jerry Jeudy's talking about not feeling tired, he's got to work on his conditioning, and Mike Hall had his whole situation that's now been resolved. It's just like, that's the stuff that feels like it compounds. And then it's just like the season goes on, and it gets worse and worse and worse. And this is why I relate it back to the old Browns, because that's what those seasons also felt like. It was just like there's so many things to overcome.
This is the flaw in every kind of leadership structure has a flaw. But the flaw in the players are the leader thing is, what if the players don't get on the same page? Right? 1-3 becomes 4-13 really damn quick if you're entrusting the wrong people with leadership in your locker room, no matter if it's a head coach or the players.
Well, and I think it's also easier for the players to, you know, give the company line of like, well, hey, we're a very play, like last year. That was the theme of the team, was like the players are all, there's a lot of leadership in that locker room. They all believe in each other. That sounds better, and it's easier to say when you're winning. When you're losing, like the player-led team message doesn't really resonate quite as much. So, you know, I don't know that that works as well when things aren't going well, because clearly the message isn't being received.
So we got a lot more to get into, guys, coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. But when we come back, for the first time, I think since... It was the Nick Wilson experiment at night. It's time for Radio Tinder. Give us your strongest take. At Nick Wilson says, at Spencito _. We will swipe left if we don't like it. We'll swipe right if we do. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.